with the experiences that you've had and the way you now see the world, it's pretty clear to you that what we call reality, the common agreement of earthbound life, is actually the dream. And the other places you go are as real, if not realer, than what we think of as reality. I hope everyone's managed to sort of keep up with my, I don't know if I've expressed that very well, but is that how it is for you?
Yeah, great. Absolutely. So
what does that mean for you on a daily basis?
Sometimes it can be quite challenging, in a sense that, you know, that I am more than my physical body, and I now know the extent of how much more I am than just a physical body, which, you know, is quite cool. I don't have to just sort of believe that I have, you know, this higher aspect. I've actually, you know, in a sense, held counsel with aspects of it. And, you know, that can be very powerful and sort of, help me sort of reduce my levels of fear regarding, you know, what happens next. And I think this is ultimately the out-of-body state in particular. There's a lot of fear related to the out-of-body state. You know, I think two of the biggest sort of questions that I get asked in talks or workshops during Q&A is, you know, what would happen if I get out of my body and I can't find my way back? Or what would happen if I get out of my body and something else jumps into it? I think these are very, you know, sort of valid questions and certainly stuff that we need to explore tonight, I think, before, you know, then, you know, handing out any sort of ideas of how people can sort of consciously, you know, explore, you know, their own sort of spectrum of consciousness to alleviate those fears that might come up in people, because it certainly is a big driver of fear and anxiety, you know, especially with people who might have spontaneous experiences. But yes, without a doubt, I mean, I sometimes come back from out-of-body experiences and feel, wow, yes, this very much seems like the dream. And so sometimes have to sort of check my state of reality, which I think is a good thing to do anyhow, because, you know, it can help all of us sort of draw ourselves more into the moment. And this is, you know, as you're probably aware yourself, this is where a lot of the magic takes place in the moment, when we're really sort of consciously creating our lives by really sort of being ultra conscious of every thought that we have. That really is what, you know, sort of allows us to manifest the lives that we all know we deserve. And hopefully beyond all the conditioning that we've gone through, you know, where a lot of people, I think, might feel unworthy or feel, you know, levels of guilt. You know, but again, the out-of-body state has certainly shown me, you know, that these are things that I don't have to sort of be focused on anymore. I don't have to sort of, in a sense, be in judgment of myself, because I now realize that, you know, there's nothing outside of me that has a right to judge me. You know, these are sort of the religious sort of dogma that, you know, we've all been programmed with, you know, in society. But this is, you know, something that's been, you know, for you know, certain sort of, you know, sort of societies to wield a level of control over the populace. But, you know, we're at a day and age now where, you know, especially in the West, where we have the ability to sort of, you know, have our own direct experiences, and we don't have to sort of sit in church anymore and, you know, and just have faith, and then at the end of the sermon not have a question and an answer session. This is a very outdated thing as far as I'm concerned. I think it's all about people having their own direct experiences now, and can certainly find out for themselves that, you know, this could actually be, you know, an illusion. This could actually be, you know, the dream, the sort of end product of thought, which ultimately, you know, emanates from your own personal source of consciousness, your own soul. But, you know, it's something, I think, when talking about, you know, the physical earth as being an illusion or a virtual reality or a hologram, I think it's very important for people to sort of understand that from this, you know, sort of physical level of consciousness or this human sort of perspective, it is very real. And, of course, it's very real. It's meant to seem real. It's meant to, you know, to be real in that sense. But it is all down to perspective, because I can quite assure people, if they were to sort of transition death and move into the afterlife state, you know, what they would experience would be just as sort of perception-wise real as this, because it's just their vibrational energy, which is sort of equal to the energy of those environments.